Welcome to episode 59 of the Reclaiming Man podcast. We got the three boys tonight. You got me, Preston, Southern Canuck. We've got Michael, the mastermind. Not Z mastermind tonight, it's just Michael. We got Brad, Lieutenant Dawson. I'm just calling you Lieutenant as your nickname right now, Brad, because I don't know. I just like that. I think it's fitting. We can figure stuff out as we go. But
reporting for duty, sir.
And we're just coming to you tonight because Brad really has like a heavy opinion on why. He wanted to tell you guys about how much he supports Palestine, and he really wanted to get into that tonight. I'm just kidding. Tonight is a topic. We're going back to the Reclaiming Freedom. Then Brad and I were talking on a polo while the three of us were earlier about just, is it about like actual physical freedom stuff? Is it about like freedom in our mind, freedom in our world? And it's all of the above. So I'd really don't have anything else to say at the moment.
I think that's a really good intro here, Preston. And some of the things I was thinking about from a reclaiming freedom perspective, you mentioned all of the above. Not really focusing on heavy things as much as where we're checking in as a group, where we're at with what our reclaiming freedom journey looks like, and just going back to what it originally was about, which is as we go through life, there's a ton of setbacks that we're going to have invariably on the, maybe it's in my case, the journey to become a day trader, for instance, and be able to escape corporate America in the next 5 years. That's what I have on the roadmap. Or maybe that's what I had on the roadmap 2 years ago, and I still have it on the 5-year roadmap. I feel like I'm slowly getting closer to it, but I was hoping just to use this episode as a quick check-in between the three of us about where we're at. And I mean, I feel progress, certainly not perfection, is definitely the description for me lately. And so I'll share a quick few minutes, and then Preston, Brad, if you want to jump in with something too, you can. Otherwise, you can take it in a different direction. But I think I've been working the past. Actually, I looked at my subscription. I'm a member of this group called Chart Champions. It's a paid subscription monthly for educational content. It's an online platform and daily live streams and live coaching, all sorts of really great stuff. I can't say enough good things about it if people are interested in learning how to trade. But I subscribed in January of 2021. Right before the big crypto kind of explosion, and I really wasn't paying too much attention to it. And I basically was gambling the first year and a half that I thought I was trading, right? I had no idea what I was doing. And then I decided to start taking it a bit more seriously. And then in the last year and a half, I've been really focusing on completing all the coursework and the modules. Still mainly looking at trading cryptocurrency though. And then had a really good introduction to the futures markets. And so I know I don't want to get into too many details about specifically what I'm doing, but ultimately over the past 4 months, I was able to earn 2 paid performance accounts through a proprietary trading firm. So basically I can trade now $100,000 worth of risk capital. And so it's really, I think, something that I just wanted to bring up, because I don't think we talk about like celebrating some of our successes. And I just wanted to share that in order to get those 2 paid accounts, I failed the evaluations 23 times. So these are the 24th and the 25th times that I've tried. And this year, I got 1 of them in January, and now I got my 2nd one. You can get up to 20 of them. But these are accounts where now I can actually earn money trading instead of just pay money to learn how to trade. So it's been a pretty good journey for the side job that I have. And I only get to spend maybe an hour or two a day tops doing it, based on the fact that I'm still working a job sometimes from 6:30 in the morning until 5 at night. So a bit of a good success story, but I just wanted to share that with our listeners, because it is really a substantial part of progress towards me getting to that reclaiming freedom in my life. So something where my coaches, no lie, are making anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000 a day. And Jesus. It's not inconsistent. And it's very common. And you add that up, right? That's
so are they just are they just following like the Pelosi trades or something? Or
no. These guys are so these guys
follow their trades? Like how can
you just you can. But they don't give us like specific calls of hey, well, sometimes it feels like they do because there's so much real time interaction with our coaches.
Right.
But I don't have the flexibility to be there during the day when they're providing that real time guidance most of the time. I'm doing it before the market opens or after it in the overnight session like it is right now. But yeah, they have over the past few years that we've gone through a few different coaches, but the group that's there is just absolutely incredible. And so they give you real time guidance, but they don't give you the exact, they'll give you screenshots and confirm like, oh, this is, these are the trades that I took. These are the levels that I'm interested in. And they give you really a lot of support and learning how to trade. And it's fantastic, honestly. So they're helping me get to that position. And I'm going to be very patient, going back to one of our earlier episodes about that process. But it's taken me a few years at this point, and I know I'm just scratching the surface. So that's my update for
That's huge, man, though, for the two accounts. I mean, I've only heard this briefly and have a very little understanding of it, but that's good stuff. I mean, that you stuck it out and you're making that progress. I mean, that's what we talk about in our lives. It's like half of this is just showing up. Well, more than that. I mean, like 90% of this, and I say this, life.
But also growth, this podcast.
Yeah, the podcast. I mean, dude, you're not always going to feel good.
Yeah.
I had to like really come to grips with this. Like I'm a recovering alcoholic addict. Like my brain just tells me I got to feel good all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's huge hearing your story because a lot of people sign up for the group, pay the money, they put in a little work. They didn't see a return immediately. And they're like, oh, this is whatever. Like you're sticking it out. And you probably did your homework and picked a course that was legitimate. Because there's a lot of them out there. Everybody's got a dang course out there now.
Well, maybe I can get my coach on for a podcast.
Oh, that'd be cool, dude. Yeah. I wanted to ask you.
He's from California.
I wanted to ask you, what's your day job? Because I didn't even know what you do during the day.
I work at an energy company called XL Energy. And I work in their supply chain department.
Gotcha.
And get to do, I mean, a ton of actually really cool stuff. I like my job. I just know I'm building somebody else's dream and not my own.
Yeah.
Well, and that was like Preston was alluding to on his polo earlier. Like he's just like, I spent all this time at a job that I like I'm building, I'm doing it for someone else, man. I want to get on Broadway more. And when you said that, I'm just like, all right, I need to just look at it from where Preston's sitting because I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here being ground down a little bit. And I got to remember, this is what I wanted to do. This is the goal. I'm in it. I am to get candid about mine a little bit. It's like, I'm pushing. If I can do the numbers I'm doing right now playing, which is a lot, I could maybe make six figures.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at
it's doable.
My trajectory is like 80,000 right now.
That's totally doable. Like,
but this is also like being an athlete too. So there's like, all right, man, I can't do too much. Like I can't say my hands, my wrists. Yeah. So there's a balance and it's about getting the better gigs that pay more and playing less and making more money. And then I'm like, okay, is this it though? I'm just going to have to do this. So there's something else that you get to where you're like, where can I go from here? I could land a big tour or something, but that potentially won't make me, that'll make me less money. Probably, but this is, I got to remember, I'm just not in this career to really make money. I'm reaching the cap of what you can do, I think, as a professional musician, other than landing the retainer for Jason Chesney, Jason Aldean, where you're making $100K on retainer. Even then, they're making what I'm making.
Yeah.
Then they can do your side hustles and have your other streams of income. So, man, thanks for sharing that, though, because I need to hear about successes. I'm having my own successes, but am also, and I wanted to just share this for anyone listening, like, it's just, you're not always, I wanted to share my story, you know, a little bit, what I'm just going through right now, because everything is good. I have nothing to complain about, but I just feel run down and it's like, what am I doing? And it's, I got to remember, I got to stay grateful. And my head was spinning a little bit. I had a little moment earlier when I was listening to the polos. I had a text message and the guy said, "Hey, you're playing with me tonight, right?" And I was I was like, "Wait, what?"
And is that your post about looking for a drummer earlier?
Yeah, dude. And Jay was like, I look back at the text message and it said, "Hey, are you available tomorrow?" He didn't say Thursday. I even put it in my calendar as Thursday. Dude, you got to slow down. Like, I got to slow down.
Yeah.
How did I misread that text? I have no clue, dude. And I just owned up immediately. I felt like crap. I said, dude, I effed up. Let me reach out. Let me start finding some people. Apologize. Please don't hold this against me. Totally screwed up. And I just owned it. And the singer was like, I know both of them really well. And they were just like, it's all good. We found somebody. So hopefully it truly is all good. But yeah. Anyway, I have freedom, man. I have freedom today. And I got to remember that. I chose to be here. I am right where I chose this career, and I'm killing it in a lot of ways. Sometimes I need to just grow up. Sometimes I just need to grow up, quit complaining, share about it though. Don't stuff it. Share about it. Like I am tonight. I'm just like, guys, I almost in the neck, my next polo, I almost made another polo and was like, can we not do the podcast? I did.
Yeah.
And my headspace just didn't feel right. And I don't know anything about what we're going to talk about. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter because I'm there right now. Like I am there. And this is just what the grind looks like sometimes. I'm just not on a high right now and that's okay. And I'm just going to keep working, man. Like I'm just going to keep working. I went and played golf today. Yeah. You were commenting on my hat and my shirt earlier.
Hell
I went and played golf. It wasn't great. I'm really hard on myself on the golf course because I hit some really great shots. I'm a good golfer. I shoot in the 80s. But, dude, I was like beating the two guys I was playing with. And the one dude walks up to my cart and he looks in and he goes, "No pressure, but you're up on us by 3 strokes. And I was like, oh, my God, just to get in my head. And I was like, I didn't know we were like competing. And he got to me. He got to me. I blew some holes on the back and then my other buddy ended up winning and I lost to the other dude, or I beat the other guy, but
yeah.
Anyway, it's just like, I did get to go do something fun today. Today was my day off. Abby's out of town, and she's my rock in a lot of ways. So,
no,
I don't know.
That's still, I feel like a good piece and helpful to get that insight too, because you have to remind yourself a lot that the work that you've done has led you to the opportunity you're at right now. And I'm in the same place where sometimes that's why I think the gratitude journal is so important to keep me grounded, to start my day that way, because sometimes it's easy not to be grateful for the work that we have, which is, it's awesome. I mean, like that's part of the freedom, right? That we do have that originally, like our country was founded on the idea of being able to freely pursue what you wanted to do, to make money doing it.
And, and yeah,
that's pretty sweet that you can do that, Preston. So let's hear from you, man.
Yeah, I think we forget that life is hard and it's always going to be hard. And that's not a bad thing. Like that's such a good thing. You bring up, well, two things, our country being founded, and then Brad, like you're like, I need to get my perspective. It's like, I'm on Broadway doing like what Preston's trying to get out of his realm doing and do that. And it's like, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Being James Hetfield in Metallica, it's like he's James Hetfield from Metallica, but it's like he struggles with alcoholism. He struggles with fame. Like his life is not easy.
But yeah, they couldn't even get along.
Yeah,
they're making hit records and they couldn't even stay together.
But you don't want life to be hard because that's what makes it better. That's what makes it challenging. Was it easy for our forefathers and all those first Americans to like get this country started? Hell no, it wasn't. Fuck, a lot of people died. I mean, we look at what's going on with, not to bring up the World War III coming, like the stuff going on with Israel and Iran, that's scary. And there's a lot of people that are having a hard time out there, but they're fighting for something that they believe in. And we won't get into that because like we mentioned on our polo, I don't understand anything about what's going on in the Middle East as far as, I don't even know what, picking a side, or none of it makes any sense to me. But when life is hard, it's be like, have you ever guys ever heard, do you guys know who Jocko Willink is?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's got this thing on YouTube and it's just like him talking about good. My alarm went off at 4 a.m.
Good.
Now I got to get up and work out. And it's like, it's this 2-minute thing where he's just saying like all these shitty things. He's like, good. And it's like, you listen to it and you're like, oh, fuck yeah, bud. And it's just like, it's so true. It's just embrace the hard things. It doesn't mean that you can't lean on us and lean on each other and be like, yeah, but today just fucking sucks. It's yeah. Sometimes it does, but it's like, it's never going to be easy because when it is, then it's just going to be boring.
Yeah. And it's like, Jocko's like, you don't have to, you get to.
Totally.
You get to do this.
Yeah.
Something popped up before I lose it. We were talking about freedom and I realized there's another side of the coin, right? And this kind of goes back to Zach talked about it when he transitioned out of the Navy. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it when inmates are released from prison or jail. So freedom, what comes with freedom is this weight, this sense of responsibility, right? So there's like another side to freedom that, yeah, you get freedom. But what comes with that is a whole bunch of opportunity for you to screw it up.
Yeah,
that's right. You know what I mean? And it's
equal
like
opportunity on both sides of you that.
And I just realized that when we were talking, I was like, oh man, like this is all coming full circle. And usually when I have those moments, like the beginning of this podcast, when I was sharing with you, Michael, like my head was just spinning. I didn't really know. I'm like, dude, I don't even know if I'm even going to be able to contribute to this. And then guess what happens? It's like all of a sudden I'm like, dang, like,
shut up.
Yeah. The bell goes off. It's like the light bulb turns on. I said it on the golf course today. I had a blow up. I hit a great tee shot and I was like, man, I'm going to hit this great next shot. And I threw it and I hit the shot in the woods. And
oh God,
I slammed my club on the ground and had a blow up. But then like after the blow up, like I was done. I was like, oh, all right, I've blown up. Now I like let everything go. And then I just like, played my round and everything went pretty good after that. There's two sides to this thing, and hopefully this is making sense, but yeah, when you're free, you're also don't know which way to go sometimes.
Well, here's like the best example of that, I think, is use your son for an example. If you let him make whatever he wanted for dinner tonight, what would he make? I'll tell you what my son would make. He probably, at this stage in his life, given that much freedom, he'd probably have Reese's peanut butter cups on cookie two-step ice cream. Yeah, that's a great dinner. Yeah, once in a while. But like when you're like 21 and you're living on your own, if you have that for dinner every night, you're going to be fucking dead in 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like that freedom, like it's really easy to see with our kids, like how they don't know what to do with it. And we're the same way as adults, as dads. We struggle with that too.
So what is freedom then?
It's the ability to say no, you know, it's the option to say no to things that you don't want to do because your priorities and the amount of time that you get to spend on those priorities actually align. So that's what I look at. My chief aim in life is to have the freedom to be selective and say no to the things that I don't want to do. That,
yeah,
you know, aren't contributing to the people that I care about the most, whether it's my family directly, extended family, my friends, my community, being able to give back time and contribute to those types of relationships with the right amount of time and energy and not be like worn down because I'm spending 50, 60 hours a week helping lead the clean energy transition at XL Energy and getting some wind farms and solar farms built. That's for me the definition. It's not about having something as much as not having to do some of the things that take us away from relationships and people that we care about.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Preston?
Yeah, I think it's, I like the idea that you said the freedom to say no. I like to think of it also as the freedom to say yes to the things that I want to do. I know that's
for sure
cheesy, but I want to be able to just do all the things that I want to do. And I don't mean that in the sense of I want to go to Disneyland all the time and things like that, but just I want to be creative and make money doing things that I, and work hard. Like I was mentioning to Brad earlier, I don't want to spend 13 hours working for FedEx. It'd probably be harder to spend 13 hours working on Broadway, if I'm being honest, but like it's at least for me and like doing something that I enjoy. And at the end of the day, it's like, well, I got to do that and I can take that wherever I need to take it.
So having like being in like the physical state of freedom, like we are in America, like that's a big risk. If you think about it, that's a big risk for a country to move forward on that idea. Because mm-hmm. if you think about it, you're given freedom, which I had to Google the, I wanted to Google the definition. I wanted to see what it said. And it's interesting. It's like the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Well, there is restraint, but that restraint needs to be from yourself rather than through an outside party. So right. you get to this point where there's some people that believe they're superior to others and they go, well, we can't trust them. Mm-hmm. We can't trust them to make decisions on their own. Or they're a criminal and they've given up their right to be trusted. So now we have to tell them what to do, or they give up their trust on their own and join the military or something like that. And then we tell them what they need to do. It's very interesting to think about freedom as I start now. I'm like, well, is there really actual freedom? I mean, because at some point you develop the ability to restrain yourself. So I guess that's the freedom, though, is that you're...
That's, I mean, that's what growing up is, though.
It, yeah, you know, yeah.
That's what I feel like. And that's the whole aspect of reclaiming man. It is taking hold of the values that we should and apply the right level of discernment to what we say and how we say it and do so in a manner that's truthful, that as much as possible represents fact, and we're communicating, articulating what we believe, but also what we know to be true, instead of purely propaganda or things that are meant to increase the number of views that we have. So I think there's a lot of freedom that we have in doing a podcast to express that speech with, obviously, yes, some restraints where we've learned that we should restrain ourselves. But there's also the other aspects that you mentioned, just like freedom of the lack of control that the government theoretically should have over our lives. That's a freedom, right? We don't live in this yet tyrannical government like many other countries do around the world. And so I still think it's one of the best places to live and gives us the best opportunities to pursue some of the stuff that we're doing. So that's my thoughts on it. I don't know.
Yeah. I read when I was sitting in the truck, I had some free time tonight. My son was at flag football practice and I was just handling some stuff and answering messages and forgetting I had a shift and listening to polos. And I was like, I'm going to go type into YouTube what's really going on in the Middle East. And I found like an unbiased, what I think was just an unbiased, like educational video. I almost sent you guys the link. Very complex chain of events. I'm not going to try to go into what it was about very in very much detail, but it basically just said that they're just fighting over that land and they've been doing it for 100 years. The biggest misconception is that It's been happening for thousands of years. Now, wars have been happening for thousands of years, sure. But really, this conflict started in the 1900s. And after World War I, when the Ottoman Empire lost control of that area, and they divvied up the area to like French and the British, and the Jews just had nowhere to go. And so they just felt like they needed a place. And they said, you can have this place here. And the Arabs didn't like that, because that place expanded a little bit more into their territory. And so they just naturally did what they had to do. Everyone wants to make the Arabs look bad and all this stuff. And I'm not saying that, I'm not supporting that. But as I got to learn the history a little bit, I'm like, okay, well, they have a side and a point. Now, the way they do it, by creating extreme groups and going about it with extreme violence, which every party does, they all resort to violence because they all actually want peace, which is what's crazy. I don't think that it ever started with, we're just trying to create chaos. Like, yeah. I don't even think that's what they wanted. They just needed to create an extreme group to somehow go in there and take back this land, because the Jews were actually making settlements in the in these little areas that weren't actually part. Anyway, I am going into detail now, but you should go watch this. Maybe I'll send you guys the link. And it was really just the history of it. And it just put some clarity on what they're actually fighting over. And of course, now we're at this conflict that it is what it is now. And other allies and other people want to get involved because there's profit to be made there. They have their interests or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy to actually hear that it's really not super complicated. And it was actually pretty simple to understand, but they just can't find a happy ground. They just can't, they can't settle on whose land is what and where that line is, whether if it's on the east, west bank or whatever.
Wherever it is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, seems to be like, we're splitting hairs here. It's like, but apparently this land really matters, and I'll have to keep educating myself a little bit on it. And I find that's the best way to learn, is go seek out videos that are unbiased and watch your own content instead of just flipping on a channel and listening, because it's just the spin they put on it is.
And it's still confusing. Even after you watch a video like that, it's just like, wow.
Oh, I know. I was like, I was lost after like 2 minutes. But
yeah,
but it was still interesting.
Like, same kind of a desert. He's like, why don't we just move all the Jews over to Mexico? It'll make Mexico like 10 times better, because like the Jews come in and they just get the economy roaring. And I'm butchering his thing, but it's much funnier when he tells it. And not that would ever work, because the Holy Land is not there. But I've always thought, like, yeah, like at what point is, like, I don't know. I mean, you think, even when you think about like, well, we came here and like killed a bunch of Native Americans and took this for ours. It's like, what if they started tomorrow, like, retaliating? We're like, well, we want our land back. It's like, well, it'd be somewhat similar in a sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we can fight over it for centuries.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or we can just crack a Bud Light and call it a day.
I'll have to just like light a cigar or something.
Exactly.
Oh, you could have one of those, like, I've got these, what are those non-alcoholic IPAs I had? I've still got a few. I forget the brand. Athletic Brews or whatever. Have you had those, Brad?
Yeah. Yep.
They're really good.
Yeah. I've got the, what are they called? I was drinking one last podcast. I've got a couple of those in my fridge still. I can't remember the name. I was going to try to keep plugging them. And
yeah, same with the Guinness non-alcoholic. I had one of those on St. Patty's Day, and it tastes exactly like a Guinness to me.
Yeah. All right. Hey, before we get off.
Yeah.
Current event. I got one.
Go.
I don't think we talked about this yet. Did I talk about Morgan Wallen throwing a chair off the top of Chiefs? Did we talk about that?
I think it was slightly brought up last week, but we didn't go into detail.
Oh, I just think it's funny. We're just making fun of them left and right on stage.
Yeah.
It's great. I wanted to share some of what we've done. So my one buddy's, anything you can do to just get people laughing or engaged. And someone came up and requested Morgan Wallen, and we started playing George Strait the chair.
Yeah.
I was like, and then my one buddy goes, they gave Morgan Wallen an award. He's the chairman of country music. I thought that was a good one.
That's a good one.
I think we already talked about this last week, though. I don't know.
Maybe
my brain's mush tonight, guys.
It's all right. We got it. We got some good stuff in there.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I'm sober 10 years, May, coming up in May. We'll have to do some sort of, I don't know. Who knows what? Something.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Totally. Fuck yeah, dude.
If there's anybody out there that struggles with sobriety or anything, or is interested in being sober, I certainly would love to talk to you, and you'd reach out to me somehow.
I'll put your Instagram in the, the show notes.
Perfect. Hell yeah.
Sign us off, Lieutenant Dawson.
This is the end of episode 59. I'm Lieutenant Dawson. I'm here with Preston the Southern Canuck Radomski. And we got Michael the Mastermind Beckwith. Had a great time talking with you guys tonight. And be sure to reach out to us and support and follow and subscribe and all those good things. And yeah, if you want to sponsor us, hit us up.
Yep.
We really could use a sponsor.